second half, trailing things 38-8. Hank Newton to inbound to A.J. DeAnda. I think I was wanting to say Isaac Newton.
Yeah.
A bunch of physics.
He might. It's a physical. It's physics here at the game.
Was out doing some go-karting. That seemed go-karts that went like 50 miles an hour when I was in Scottsdale for my work trip last week. And my vice president of my company is like, Deeker, you're really defying Isaac Newton's like first law of motion. An object in motion stays in motion. Like every time you push the gas, you just keep on going. Or if you push the brakes, you just keep on going. Turnover to SEC, going to the hands of Waverly. Good look there by Brady Wallace. His shot falls short, and a rebound to SEC. A.J. DeAnda with it. I finished third. I did not get first, but I inadvertently T-boned somebody and did not get a black flag somehow.
Oh, man. Well, I'm surprised. Okay, A.J. Foyt just drove to the basket there.
Yeah, A.J. DeAnda, nice take. He'll be fouled, and he'll go the foul line for two jumpers. Of course, you know, you and I are pretty big NASCAR fans, and the clash of the Coliseum just almost a week away.
Yeah, that'll be awesome.
And first substitution upcoming for Waverly. Two shots upcoming. It's going to be Coulter Ohl, the 5'10 freshman. Carter Ohl.
I like that A.J. that time just took the last two trips down the court. He has taken it to the basket. I think that if they can get through the half-court trap, that's available for them.
DeAnda splits the pair of free throws. He's got three. The deficit trimmed to 29. Meehan, the Peterson left side, Bartley. Up top, Peterson. Back to Meehan on the wing. Lob inside. Thomas Nickel gets a paw on it, but Waverly maintains possession. Ohl with it in the corner. Now to Meehan. Skipped left corner to Peterson. He'll fire up a 10-foot floater that falls through. Brantley Peterson now in double figures. The lead's now 31. Hank Newton on the wing. Looking for an open teammate. He'll get a bounce pass to Higdon. Now left side, Trey Wynn. One-handed pass. Stolen away by Brantley Peterson. Up the court we go to Ben Meehan. Breakaway layup is missed. Offensive board, though, to Bartley. Into the hands of Ohl. Now elbow jumper by Peterson's off the mark. Brady Wallace collecting the offensive board. And looked like maybe Hank Newton caught an elbow to the face. But Wallace now with 25.
That's the one area where Waverly has also excelled tonight, is that offensive rebounding. And that a lot of that is just sheer effort by the Bulldogs.
Lob to the post, the elbow to Nickel, and it's his pass to Newton. Falls away, and Newton will collect a foul. That'll be his third, team's first. Seth Gluey, Colton Summers back into the ballgame for the Titans. 42-9, 5:54 left to go in the third quarter.
And you can see the frustration that time on Hank Newton's face as he was going out. Things just aren't going well for them tonight.
Ben Meehan, left side to Bartley. He'll skip it right side to Ohl. Ohl will drive to the elbow, skip it back to Bartley. He'll fire a three. It's in the air. Looks good. It's good. Luke Bartley with a Cody Thurston Land Agent 3. Experience the Midwest Land Group difference.
And that was their first three-pointer of the night.
Pass stolen away by Ben Meehan. He's got a breakaway off the window and good. 47-9, our score. And Ben Meehan with another steal in the backcourt going to Brantley Peterson off the window. Good. Kind of a timeout taken by Brian Rand. Did not like that stretch. You know, it looked good, and then the wheels just kind of come back off. So Rand trying to talk to his young team. It's a 30-second timeout. We'll stay right here with you. Remind you guys that our timeout's brought to you by McDonald's on 6th Avenue. Place your order with DoorDash and let the team at 6th Avenue prepare it for you hot and fresh. Also, our broadcast made possible by sponsors like these. Lacey Hamlin with Remec. REMAX Ack Real Estate, from home to the land. Lacey Hamlin is ready to help you with your real estate needs. Contact Lacey at 620-481-0213. Also to Jane and Eddie Linhart, a proud supporter of the Lyon County League.
And just good people, Jane and Eddie are. Hey, Eddie used to referee a lot of these games.
He did. Both of them lifers.
Yep.
Higdon, the gluey. Underneath, bounce past the Nichols, going to be stolen away by Wallace. Wallace looking to push. Off the window, good. Wallace now with 27. Leads balloon to 51-9. DeAnda with it in the half court, now in the wing. Dribbles to the corner, trying to find Gluey underneath. Had a good look, but it's rejected from behind by Meehan. We're going to have a reach, I think, called on. I think he called that on Seth Gluey. Oh, excuse me. Maybe he called that on A.J. DeAnda. I've got him down for three, but up top for two. Bulldogs with possession, though.
That time down there, Seth Gluey thought, I had it. I had a layup. Where'd they come from?
Pass stolen away from DeAnda. His breakaway now on the opposite end. Contested now from Brantley Peterson. The shot's missed by DeAnda, and Peterson's going to get called for the foul.
And, again, I like A.J. just taking it, just take it to the basket. He is kind of small, even against the Waverly guys, but he's not afraid to get inside, is he?
Foul shot by DeAnda falls through. Luke Bartley back in there for Waverly. He'll sub out Colton Woodson. 51-10, Waverly on top, 4:26 to go in the third quarter. Second one no good, rebound to Thomas Nichol. And the putback is good. Meehan now at the point in the front court, going right to left on your radio dial. Carter Ohl now left side, Luke Bartley. Up top, Ohl. One dribble, and he'll go right side to Meehan. Meehan directing traffic. Go to the foul line to Brady Wallace's jumper. Looks a little flat, and it's off the mark. Rebound going to be knocked out of bounds. Actually, we're going to have a foul called. It's going to go against Waverly, and it's going to go against Peterson. His second, team's third.
And right now, if you're Coach Williams, you don't want your team to get into some bad habits. So he's going to be on them a little bit differently for the rest of this game.
John Roth will be poked to the floor by Luke Bartley. I think that's going to be Luke's fourth. Team's fourth. It's been a long night for everybody.
Yes, it
has. Doug Piper, he's been on the mic all game, and it's tough, Mike. It's tough. It's tough, Doug. Three-pointer on the wing by John Roth, well off the mark. 51-12, 3:46, still remaining in the third quarter. Michael Deeker alongside Ken Hansen, Ben Meehan over to the right side to Brantley Peterson. Back up top to Meehan, now right side Peterson. He'll look inside, nothing there. Back up top, Peterson. Now Wallace at the foul line. Now left side, Bartley. Skips right back to Ben Meehan. Take a few steps. Now back to Bartley. Three on the way. Short. Rebound on the floor. Going to be won by Thomas Nichol, but stolen right away by Ben Meehan. Nice move on the block. Makes him miss his shot, though. He gets his own board, and he'll be fouled on the putback. Multiple opportunities once again for Waverly underneath. Fouls against Thomas Nichol. That's his second, team's third. Colton Woodson back to the scores table. Left-handed shot by Ben Meehan falls through. He's got five. And the lead's now 52 to 12. Excuse me. Tyler Christian also back in there for Seth Gluey. Ben Meehan for one more. No good. Rebound to Southern Coffee County. Into the hands of A.J. DeAnda. Crossing the timeline, 3:10 left to go in the third quarter. He'll find Colton Summers underneath the Thomas Nichol off the glass. Lets it hang up on the rim just for a hot second, and it falls in. Up the court we go to Brady Wallace, beating everyone down the court. Wallace now with 29. 54-14 now, 2:45 left to go in the third quarter, and it's turnover back to Waverly now.
That is unfortunately turnover number 31.
That's 7 now in the second half?
Yeah. Actually 10.
10. Woodson to Bartley, into the corner to Meehan. Finding Brady Wallace in the mid lane, his jumper good. Wallace, 31 now.
Well, we said one of the goals should be make sure Brady gets 30.
Top score on the boys' side thus far, 32 by Bryson Turner in the Waverly-Madison game in the quarterfinals. Top score for the girls has been Kaylin Noonan with 38. It's another turnover in the corner right in front of SEC's bench.
Yeah, I was on the call with that with Waverly. The Waverly folks go, don't remind us about Bryson Turner's 32. Because that kid can shoot, and what he's got a great jump shot, Michael. Just watching him elevate, just terrific.
Bounce pass into Wallace, the block up top to Bartley. Bartley at the elbow, now back to Wallace. Thought about a jumper on the baseline. And his pass stolen away by Thomas Nickel in the hands of A.J. Deanda. Pressure coming back is Brantley Peterson. He'll pick up the foul. It'll be his third, team's fifth. And A.J. Deanda going to the line. Of course, the scoring record for this line cutting league tournament is held by Derek Barnard in 1991, scoring 43 points for Madison. Damon Schmidt came close in 2018, scoring 42.
Who was that against?
Damon?
Yeah.
That Merzine Valley. It was an opening round game. I think it was maybe a 2-7 matchup, 1-8 matchup. First foul shot missed by Deanda. Second one also no good. Of course, George Bachman had the scoring title from Reading for the longest of times. He had 36, and that was in 1947 before Barnard scored 43 points. Of course, those are non-championship games.
Yes.
SEC now with possession after the missed shot by Waverly. Stolen away by Brady Wallace. His breakaway is good.
And Damon now assistant coach at Burlington.
Yeah, Burlington under Justin Logan and Lisa Motz.
Yep.
So a lot of Opie flavor over there.
Yes.
For Justin Logan. Of course, Justin Logan also a part of the Lyon County League as well with Burlingame.
Yes, yep, yep. So the Lyon County League well represented there in Wildcat country.
Brady Wallace with a steal up the court. We go to Ben Meehan to Brantley Peterson on the right block off the window. Good. Makes it 60-14 now, under 50 seconds remaining in the third quarter. Deanda over the right side to Newton, now back to Deanda. Pressure applied by Luke Bartley. He'll ask for the isolation. Bounce pass in the corner to Trey Wynn. He'll fire up a jumper on the baseline that falls away. Rebound to Ben Meehan. Meehan looking to push. One-hand pass up the court. We go to Brantley Peterson off the glass and good. 16 points now for Peterson. That's 62-14. Of course, first matchup, 62-15 was the final score going the way of Waverly. 5 seconds down the clock for Seth Gluey. Right side, Hank Newton fires up a right wing three. It's off the mark, no good. Going to be a rebound that nobody will collect to conclude the third quarter. 62-14. After three quarters of play, we'll have fourth and final quarter coverage of the 102nd annual game number 4, night number 3, right here on Country 101.7 FM, KVUE TV, and KVUE.com.
For more than 30 years, Hanna Orthodontics has been providing state-of-the-art orthodontic care to people in the community. Doctors Richard and Greta Hanna will give you a customized treatment plan and individual attention, ensuring you with the best possible results. Straight teeth for a lifetime of smiles. Contact their office to schedule your complimentary consultation. Whether you're interested in traditional braces, ceramic braces, or Invisalign invisible braces, they'll help decide which treatment option is best for you. Hanna Orthodontics. Call 620-343-3000.
Nothing is more frustrating than a garage door that won't go up or down. If you find yourself out in the elements or stuck in your garage and can't get out, call Rich Door Company. They provide quick, friendly service on garage doors and openers. Rich Door Company carries garage doors, openers, and accessories, and overhead doors for both residential and commercial properties. They offer sales, service, and installation. Expert service doesn't have to be hard to find. Let their experience go to work for you. Call Rich Door Company at 343-1060, serving Emporia and the surrounding area. Bill Redeker, owner.
62-14, Michael Deeker, Ken Hansen. Waverly leading SEC, fourth and final quarter here. Carter Oll on the floor, gets it from Colton Woodson now. A jumper by Brantley Peterson, who is heavily banged to the floor. He'll step to the line for two foul shots. Brady Wallace on the bench. Looks like maybe his night's done with his 33 points.
Yeah, he can rest. He can rest.
First one from Peterson. Good. Of course, our broadcast made possible by sponsors like the City of Hartford, which takes great pride in their schools and community. Best of luck to the Jaguars. Second one from Peterson, also good. Also to Harrison Body Shop in Madison for insurance claims, painting, and glass installation. Free estimates.
And, you know, Michael, we haven't mentioned the young man running the camera tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. Behind it, Kendall Douglas. Been our friend for basically a week straight now.
Yes.
Behind KVUE TV, and that coverage on KVUE TV brought to you by Henry Ott with Tallgrass Appraisal Services in Vaught and Roth Land Brokers in Madison. Call Henry for your land sale, purchase, and appraisal need, 620-437-7340. I don't know if that's what he signed up for, you know, still here at 10:15 at night, but he's shaking his head with a big old grin. He's been at it since game number, their second night. And Ron Thomas had the first game, but it's been all Kendall the last three games, and Thomas Nickel gets hit in the gut.
Yes. He's going, oh, this is not good. Not good.
64-14. DeAnda, inbounds pass, goes off his leg out of bounds.
I'll tell you, I think the Waverly-Hartford game will be a pretty good one for the fifth place coming up on Saturday.
Bartley three in the left wing, no good. Rebound to Peterson. Into Meehan at the elbow. Back to Bartley underneath this time. His shot rejected by Nichols. Saved in bounds from Isaac Higdon. Higdon looking to push. He'll cross the timeline. 5:40 and counting here. 64-14 our score. Hank Newton over to A.J. DeAnda. Down to Newton. Newton looking to drive. Picks up his dribble. Looking to go inside to Nichols. And it's knocked out of bounds by Waverly.
Yeah, I think Waverly-Hartford, I think tomorrow's games, Michael, are just going to be out.
Should be some knockout, drag-out fights.
Yes.
Berlin
yes.
game's been probably the best team to really push Opie. And that, you know, obviously they played Lebo, and that was a back-and-forth ball game, the first matchup. Mm-hmm. Madison really played Opie really good on the boys' side as well before basically Bryson Turner just kind of ran out of steam. Mm-hmm. But it was a two-point ball game at the half. Thomas Nickel collects an offensive board. He'll be fouled on the putback, and he'll step to the line for two foul shots. And then on the girls' side, you know, Berlin game, Lebo, that's a rematch of last year's championship ball game. Jeff Slater and company looking to play spoiler once again for the unblemished Patrick Gardner, Lebo, Lady Wolves. And then a great contest between Opie and Madison to start things off. And that was a very tight ball game 2 weeks ago. I'm going in the favor of Opie. But Bill Neinstead, Ron Slaymaker, that's two guys going at it, looking to play for a Saturday night and some pay dirt.
I'm looking forward to that a lot.
Empty trip at the line for Thomas Nickel. Rebound to Ben Meehan. Now to Colton Woodson and to Bartley. Bartley trying to find Carter Olin, stolen away by DeAnda. DeAnda, European pro, leaves it short. On the jumper, gets his own board, throws it back up. Rejected once again by Ole. It'll go out of bounds. Last touched by DeAnda. Brady Wallace's night was not done. He is back in there, and he'll sub out Ben Meehan. So Wallace subs back in with 33 points. Midway through this fourth quarter, running clock with this 50-point advantage for Waverly. Brantley Peterson driving with his left. Mid-lane floater is going to be short. Rebound to Wallace. And it'll be stolen away by John Roth, but he's out of bounds. So stay with Waverly. Big smile, though, from Roth.
Yeah, it's kind of like, oh, almost got it.
Peterson with the inbound to Bartley. He looked to drive baseline, hands it off to Peterson. He'll step into a jumper on the baseline that's missed, but he is fouled. No steps to line for two foul shots.
How many points does Brantley have tonight?
He is now up to 18, so he's looking to go north of 20 at this with these two foul shots.
That's one thing. Waverly's got two guys that can score 15 to 20 a night, and then you get some fill-ins and you get leadership and a good point guard play like from Ben Meehan. You know, this is a tough out.
Second one from Peterson. Short, rebound to DeAnda. Many thanks to USD 243 Lebo Waverly, committed to excellence in and out of the classroom. They're here for you. Also to Mayer Electric, a proud supporter of all OPE academic and extracurricular activities. Mayer Electric, once an Eagle, always an Eagle. Three in the corner from Higdon. Falls away. Looked like it hit Brady Wallace square in the face. Going to be a loose ball. Jump ball will go in favor of Waverly. Colton Smith Bigham, the 5'4 sophomore, into the contest for the first time. He'll sub out Brantley Peterson. 120 seconds remaining here with Waverly leading things 65-14. Bounce pass into Wallace. Backcourt pressure applied by SEC. Wallace looking to beat the press. Picks up his dribble. Going to have to find Colton Woodson. That's nearly stolen away, and it is by John Roth. John Roth, layup on the opposite end. Good. Roth. Of course, he had the big three to end the first quarter. Nice bucket there for the freshman, Roth.
Try to create some good memories here tonight with that.
Smith Bigham trying to find Carter Ole underneath is no good. Tyler Christian back in the ball game for the Titans. He'll sub out Hank Newton. John Roth will throw things in. Closing moments here in the first quarter. Fourth quarter.
Wow. It's been a long day.
Can you imagine that? It's been long. Lob up top. Isaac Higdon, right wing three. Hits the top of the backboard. Rebound, though, to DeAnda. DeAnda with it left wing. To the elbow. Throws up a floater that's no good. Gets the rebound, but looks like he's going to be tagged with the foul against Smith Bigham. That's his third, team sixth. 44 seconds and counting now. Colton Woodson inbound going to Smith Bigham. Picks up his dribble, back to Woodson. The left side to Wallace. Skipped back to Bartley. 30 seconds now. Woodson. Smith Bigham thought about it. Over to Woodson. Woodson up top, left side. To Smith Bigham, his pass stolen away by John Roth. Roth looking to push, 15 seconds to go. Throws up a floater that nearly falls through. Rebound to Brady Wallace. Oh, and heavy. Falling to the floor is Tyler Christian. He gets back up, hustling back on defense, though. And Luke Bartley will just hold on to it. And that will conclude this ball game, 65-16. Waverly advances to the fifth place game, where they'll face Hartford. SEC with the loss will face Merzine Valley in the seventh place game. You've been listening to the 102nd annual Lyon County League Tournament on Country 101.7 FM and KBWE TV and KBWE.com. We'll step aside, say hello to our sponsors, tally our stats, talk about what we saw today and what's to come tomorrow.
For the next 30 seconds, think about the